We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Chav Beis, Seif Vav. Yitvar b'kol tzad shalish tefirah sheyu kulan shnei masar. On each side of the batim, one should make three tefirahs, three stitchings, which comes to a total of 12, because there are four sides, so 3 times 4 is 12. Where does the number 12 come from? Keneged shiftei Yisrael, the Shvatim. V'im piches v'osa eser tefirahs, kosher. And if one only made 10 tefirahs, that would also be kosher. V'cheinim hoisef v'osa yudalit tefirahs, gam ken kosher. And if he made 14, would also be okay. ולפי שיש אומרים שבכל תפילה של ראש, אף על פי שנכתבו הפרשיס בדלת קלופים, צריכים ליתן חוטה מתשיחה בין כל בייס לבייס, לכן נויגן שבשל ראש מעבירן חוטה תפירה בין כל בייס לבייס. Since there are those that hold that on every tefillin shel Rosh, even those where the parashias are written on four separate klofim, the way they're supposed to be, there are those that hold that you have to put a thread in between each of the four batim, meaning there are three spaces between the four batim, and you have to put a string there, because there are shitas that hold that way. Therefore, the minig is to put a chut hatfira, to put the chut hatfira between the batim. In other words, when sewing up the batim, one would take the chut that he's sewing with and place that chut between each of the four batim, because to be choshish for those opinions. Says the Lishkas HaSofer Sifkaton Beis, v'im piches v'asa eser tefiras kosher. If one only made 10 tefiras, it would be kosher. We said it's connected to 12 Shvatim. So if you take away Levi and Yehuda, so then you're left with 10. So 10 is still okay. Shemusha Rabbi says 10 would be okay, because it just means taking away Levi and Yehuda. And 14 would be okay, because it means adding Menashe and Ephraim. The Rambam also says that you could do 10 or 14. Avla Mordechai Kosav Stam. The Mordechai doesn't say 10 or 14. He just says, Shem Piche Say Haysif Loi Pasol. If you made more than 12 or less than 12, that's not a psul. Because of Abis Yosef Shekein Nir Midivere Rambam, that's Taka the Mashmois of the Rambam, that there's no Kpeda on the number. Umidivere Kola Poiskim, and that's what all the Poiskim Taka hold. V'hainu, where did the Beis Yosef get this from? Because of HaRambam Oisa, because the Rambam uses the Lashon Oisa, Yesh Lomer, the Lechatchila Yochal Asis Gam Yuda Yadalad. It's Mashma, the Rambam is not making it sound like it's a Bidiyevid. And therefore, Bidiyevid B'kol Inyan Kosher, because it's clear from the Rambam that it's not a problem. So Mamela Bidiyevid, if you switch from 12 and you made any number, it would still be kosher. Says the Lishka Sifkaton Gimel, Noyagin Bishel Roish. Hataz Bisifkaton Lamed Ches Hiksha, the Taz asks, May Achar Shebishulchan Aruch Bisif Nun Aleph Kosev Bistam, Tfilin Sheyavir Chut Hatfira Bein Kol Bayis Ubayis. Since the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that you should be Mavir the Chut Hatfira between each Bayis and Simin Nun Aleph, that's what he says. So Lama Hoshrech Lichtav Zeis Bisif Mem Zayin. In other words, when he's talking about the four, writing the parashis on four klofim, he says that you have to have the chut or the mashicha bein bayis labayis. And in Simon Mem Zayin, when he says that it's all on one klof, so he also says that you have to have a chut a mashicha. So why does he have to repeat it? Manavshach, you have to have the chut a mashicha. Over there, it's mashma that it's only lechatchila. That if you put the chutai meshicha, so the moirish afilu b'di'evid ma'akiv. So in sif nun aleph, it's mashma that it's only lechatchila, and in sif mem zayin, it's mashma that it's even in sif nun aleph, it's mashma that it's not ma'akiv, and in sif mem zayin, it's mashma that it is ma'akiv. V'shuv kosav, the kosher al ramah, and then he says, it's shver on the ramah, shekosav, that the ramah writes, mihu im loy osa rak yud tfirois v'chulei einay nifsal. From the ramah just says that it's not a psul. Hayaloy loymer gamel chut hatfir bein abatim kein. Why is the ramah only speaking out that there's no psul if you change the misper hatfirois? Why doesn't he also speak out regarding the chut hatfir bein abatim that's also not a psul? So he writes, as follows: the Melach Hashemayim v'hatas if cotton lamed ches betchila ratzel of fire shloshen atorav shulchan aruch the bedalit klafim nifradim lav liikuva. Who first the Taz understood that it's not liikuva. The chutat fira bein abatim ulu besoif nira shechazem ipirushai, and then it looks like the Taz was chayzer al pidivrei harama ayin sham. V'teima ala prima godim, and it's taka pella on the prima godim shehetek b'shem hataz b'pshitus ketchilas dvarav. It's a pella on the prima godim that he's just matik from the taz, like the first taz. In other words, that it's not liikuva. L'chayra later he was chayzer that it is liikuva. V'tzarech yinlani asdaiti, and the Melech Hashemayim says that it's shver. L'fiyani asdaiti, and the Lishka says, according to me, hadinim ha prima godim, I think like the prima godim that it's not ma'akiv. V'eni nira klal loimer Shehataz chazer mipirusha, and there's no reason to say that the taz was chayzer. V'gam b'shulchan aruch shel Tanya kozev al shem hataz sheini ma'akiv, and the shulchan aruch harav also says that it's not ma'akiv according to the taz. He doesn't indicate that the taz was chayzer. V'af she kozev de lefize koshal ramoa amayle bier, and even though you have a kasha, why the ramoa didn't explain that the chutat tfir bein abatim is not liikuva? Hinei b'shvil kusha ein levatal dvarim ha'mechorachim b'shulchan aruch. Just because you have a kasha doesn't mean you could start saying things in the Shulchan Aruch that are not muchrach. Gamein leimer b'shvil akushya deramo chaylik v'svirlei de'ma'akev afilu b'di'evet. You can't say just because if your kasha that deramo holds that it's ma'akev afilu b'di'evet. Demkein pshita de'kasha she'imu chaylik ha'ilei levayrk. Because if deramo was arguing, he should have said so. U'belavach, and aside for that, nami nir lefiyani asdaiti muchrach. You can't say that this in Sif Nun Aleph that he holds that it's ma'akiv. The hakosav sheyaver chut hatfira v'zeh vaday enei li'ikuv. It doesn't have to be the chut hatfira. The habigamar le nizker le chut ay meshicha. So there's no zecher for the chut hatfira. So if he says it's the chut hatfira, how can you hold that the chut hatfira is ma'akiv? Who says you have to use that chut? The Gemara doesn't say anything about that chut. It's just mashma you could put any chut in. Ubevadei ataz lechazer. Avadei the taz was not chazer and held that it's liikuva. Avadei not. Elo shekosav, diyesh kushi al ramo. The taz was just pointing out that there's a kasha on the ramo, why he didn't speak out that the chut atfir is not liikuva. Aval b'shvil kushi, ein lachzer midvarim ha-mutzdokim. But just because you have a kasha doesn't mean that you have to be chayzer, ki l'chol kushya leish yesh teretz. There's a teretz for every kasha. So what's the teretz? V'yesh loymer l'fi yenehes da'iti ki haramo ba'atzmai samach al zeh t'midashina ha'mechaber b'lashaynai. The Ramo was samach on the fact that we'll understand on our own that from the fact that the mechaber changed his nusach, shekosa b'sif mem zayin, first he wrote in sif mem zayin, u'bilvad sheyehe chutay meshicha bein kol bayis labayis. That's what he wrote. V'kan in Sifnun Aleph loy kosev ken, he didn't write u'bilvad. Mivzeh yadu, so from that you see, kisham in Sif mem zayin li'ikuva, because he wrote u'bilvad. V'kan in Sifnun Aleph l'chadchila, since he didn't write u'bilvad, so you see that it's not ma'akiv, it's only l'chadchila. V'oideh shleimer, you could say another teretz, the came under Amo Bir, de bava kamaisa dehach, Si'if, because the Rama explained the first shtickel in Sif Nun Aleph, where it says Yitfer Shalosh Tfiros Bekol Tzad. It says to be Tefer three Tfiros Bekol Tzad. Eina Ela Lechatchila. Vemele Yuvan De Gam Inach Einan Ela Lechatchila. So you can understand that the rest of the Sif is also Lechatchila. Veloy Leikuva. Because it's all brought together. So if the first half is not ma'akev, obviously the second half is also not going to be ma'akev. And it's something that can be understood from the Inyan itself. And when you'll be medaktik in the Lashon of the Rama, hine kosav, you'll see that he writes, Miuim le'osarak yud tfirois le'pachas mizeh enay nifsal. If you only made 10 tfirois or less than that, it's not a psul. V'loy bir, and he doesn't speak out, the gamim hoisif b'tfirois enay nifsal. U'betnai depiches omar b'kfeila. Only regarding this, that you make less tfirois, omar b'kfeila im le'osarak yud oipachas. There he says, if you make 10 or less. Pleistapic Leimer Bekitzer, and he didn't just write in a shortened version, Imloy Osarak Pochis Mitfiris Hanalein and Ifsal. Right? He speaks out Lehedya, 10 or less. Mizanira Ba'alil, Shakol Mataris Hagozois Leboy Alafuke Mahadamash Murilash and Shmusha Rabba, Dimasa Pochis Miutfiris Possel. The entire point of the Ramah is just to take out of our heads this idea that in the Lashon of the Shemusha Rabba, it's mashma that it's possel. So the Ramah is just trying to tell you that no, it's not possel. But that's all. He's not coming to tell you anything more than that. Ayin Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, he's also margish that according to the Shemusha Rabba, it's mashma that it's possel. And the Beis Yosef writes that according to the Mordechai and the Rambam and all the Paiskim, it's vaday klar that it's not going to be ma'akiv. If there's less than 10. Siv Zayin. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those that say, Shiyud Beis Tfiris Elu Yiyu Kulan B'chut Echad. There are those that say that it should all be with one chut. V'im Nifsak, and if the chut is Nifsak, Yesh Omerim D'yachal L'Koshri, there are those that say that to finish sewing up the bias, you could tie another chut to the original chut and you could finish it off. V'yesh Omerim, and there are others that say, D'kishen Nifsak HaChut Loi Mahanik Shira, that no, if the chut snaps, you have to use a new chut. You can't just tie on another chut. Why? Ki aznira shachut hu kolosh, because if it snapped, you see it's a shvacha chut, and we don't want you to continue using that chut. Aval kashachut hu kotzer, but if it's just too short, so then you chayil nekshay barachut acher. Then you could tie another chut. Ligmar aset firis. Azoy zakt the bach. Vim ein loy gidin acherim. What if you don't have any other gidim? In other words, it snapped, and you don't have other gidim enough to sew up the bias. So then, yesh l'smechal asvar rishayna likshar chut shenifsak. So then, if you only have enough to tie it together, so then you could tie it together, and you could be samech on the first shita. Says the Keses in Simen Chaf Gimel, which is the halachas of the Ritzuas, which has hey si'ifim. Seif Aleph. Or haritzuas tzarech gamkein sheyia me'or behema v'chaya v'oif hatahirim. The or of the ritzuas has to be also, likewise, like we said about all the other dinim, the batim and the klaf, has to be from the or of a behema v'chaya v'oif hatahirim. V'toiv sheyu me'or ha'egel. And it's good if you make it from the or of an egel. An egel is a calf. As I zakti Rabbi Avraham Mizonenshein, kitam Haseir Shebesimen Hakoidim. For the same reason that we said that the Seir, previously we mentioned that that should be from an Egel, to be Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. So too over here, it's a good thing if the Ur of the Ritzuas is from the Ur of an Egel. V'tzrichin Shiyu Me'ubadim Lishma. And they need to be Me'ubad Lishma, these Ritzuas. V'im Nisabdu Shaloi Lishma. And if the Ritzuas were Nisabed Shaloi Lishma, Psulin, it's going to be Possel. And the fact that you're going to make it black lishma is not going to help if you weren't ma'abedit lishma. Uksheiras bein me'or bein miklaf. And ritzuas are kosher whether they're made from ors, oi miklaf, or whether they're made from klaf. Either way, the ritzuas are going to be kosher. Says the Lishkas HaSefer. Seif Katan Aleph, Shiyu Mubadin Lishma, Hamogan Avram Kosav Hatam, Mishum Dalach, Lamash Misinai Shiyu Shchiris. Hamogan Avram says that the reason why you need Ibud Lishma is because since there's a Halach Lamash Misinai, that the Ritzuas have to be black. And Kain, Saro Shiabdim Viashchirim Lishma, Mimela, you need Ibud Lishma as well. The Prima Godim Hikshar Love, the Prima Godim doesn't understand. Mabakashit Sarah Hashchar Lishma. So what if you need Hashchar Lishma? Avul Dilma, Ein Tzarech Ibud Klal, maybe you don't need Ibud at all. How do you know that you need Ibud Lishma just because you need to be Mashchirit Lishma? V'kushi Alimtehi, and it's a Meridik Akasha, Lefi Ani Estaiti. The Habi Gemara Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, Daf Chav Ches, Amrinan, Nehi De Gemiri Shchayres, just because you need black, Tahayres Mi Gemiri, who says you need Behema Tahayra? When we call Shekain, so Mela, if the Gemara has a Havamina that you don't even need a Behemoth Tahira, so we call Shekain, the Iker like Shri, and he the Gemiri Shchirish, just because it needs to be black, so Abuda is me Gemiri, who says you need Ibud Lishma? If you don't even need a Behemoth Tahira, maybe you don't even need Ibud Lishma? ומביא שם הפרימוגדם בשם הלבוש, תצריכם עיבוד שיהיו רק אין לקריחו לקשירה. הפרימוגדם says that the לבוש says, why do you need עיבוד? So that it should be soft, so that you should be able to wrap it around your arm and make the קשירה. והקטי צריכי אין לפי נעשתיתי, דהו הקריחס לאו דהי רייסה, דקריחס ענת דהי רייסה, וגם הקשירה, and even the קשירה, כיוון שעל קלפונם אפשר לקושם גם בלי עיבוד כלל, since you could למייסה be kosher even without עיבוד, אך שהוא מעבדון, שיהיו נויכן יויסה לקשירה, you're just being מעבדת that it should be easier to make the קשירה, מכל מוקם, מאחר שאין העיבוד מן ההלוכה, since you don't למייסה need עיבוד מן הלי דבינן לשמו, maybe you don't need לשמו, ואולי יש לימר משום דמסכת הסייטה, so maybe you're going to tell me, because מסכת הסייטה דף יזיין עמד א', it says that רבה דורש רבה בזכושה מרברם אבינו ומיכות ועד צריך נעל, זכו בנו לשתי מצווה, from the fact that אברם אבינו told the מלך סדיים, that he's not going to take from him even a chut or a צריך נעל, meaning a strap of a shoe, so ממילא זכו בנו לשתי מצווה, חוט של תחילס, ציציס, רצועה של תפילן. So that was the שכר. And since a strap of a shoe, the pashtus is that it's ma'ubid, why sheyu nayach lekricha, so you should be able to wrap it around your foot, ukshira gam haratzuos shel tzvilin tzarech liyos kain. So me'mela, shey nayach lekricha ukshira, that the shoelace, the shoe strap should be easy to wrap and tie, so me'mela, the ratzuos should also need to be ma'ubid. Maybe that's what you're going to say. וכיוון דמדינה צריך אין עיבוד, so since you need עיבוד מדינה, ממילא צר שתהיה לשמוע. That's a possibility. ולכם משנה פרק י' מהלכה זבל כוסב, דהרמב״ם מפרש פלוגתא דרבנן ורב שמעון בן גמליאל, the Rambam explains, the Lechem Mishnah says that the Rambam explains the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in Sanhedrin daf mem ches b'ritzuas, that it's talking about ritzuas, u'posak here Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that he holds that you need Ibud Lishma. Omnam Bechakira Aleph Ois Tezayin Kosafti Echocha De Rambam Mefarish Kmoi Rashi De Rava Kitana Kama, that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that Rava holds like the Tana Kama over there in Sanhedrin, that you don't need Ibud Lishma. V'hilchus Okavosei V'loi Rechoika L'fi Ani Azdai Di Loimer, and it's not too much of a stretch to say Ki Rambam Motzes Ois Beze Breis, that the Rambam, he found this din in some brisa somewhere, that we are not aware where this brisa is. The ritzua is b'ina nibud lishma. The ken kosev naisit kela b'kama b'kaimus, that the Rambam had some maramokim that we're not aware of. Ukein za kosev ha-beis yesef b'simin reish ayin aleph. Beis yesef says something like that. In reish ayin aleph, le'inyan masha kosev ha-rambam d'sefer Torah posel ad uchsustus. Then he says over there also that the Rambam had a maramokim that we're not aware of. V'ayin bi'urei ha-goin rebelio mi'vilna. Take a look in the Bir Hagra regarding this sugya.